Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We're ready to start. Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to get this going. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, friends and loved ones. We are gathered here tonight in this magnificent ballroom to celebrate the wedding of Steffi and Glenn. Wasn't that just a beautiful, heartwarming ceremony? For those of you in the room who don't know me, my name is Adam Siegel, and it's my absolute honor to be here tonight as your master of ceremonies. This is a night that I, along with so many others, have been looking forward to for a very long time. While we may not look very much alike, I am indeed Steffi's older brother, confidant, former bodyguard, and protector, and someone who she has always looked up to as a child. Some would say idolized, and still does to this very day. Well, she has actually never told me any of these things. I was thinking that maybe if I say it enough, she may actually start believing it. Funny fact, we actually shared the last name, Siegel, up until about 2 hours ago. But now that she's officially Stephanie Plotkin, I could not be any happier. I gotta say, Stephanie Plotkin has a pretty good ring to it. Steffi is a smart, beautiful, talented, and creative woman. She is also a very thoughtful woman, and she has an extremely kind heart. She has an amazing energy about her that is infectious to all of those around her. But let me tell you, Steffi hasn't always been this way. In fact, as a baby, Steffi was so quiet that my mother took her to the doctor to make sure everything was okay. She never cried as a baby. She was such a quiet kid that my parents managed to forget her on multiple occasions as a child. One time when she was really young, my parents left her stranded outside in our backyard on a rocking horse while they were inside going about their lives. Most kids would have thrown a tantrum, but there was little freckly Steffi stuck on that damn rocking horse, sitting there like a champ and not making a peep. Steffi was also left behind by my parents at a bird sanctuary called Parrot Island in Peachland. All of us kids got into the car, closed the doors, and were about to drive off when it dawned on my mom that someone was missing. And that someone was Steffi. Come to think of it, it's actually a miracle that Steffi is here with us at all tonight and not married to some crazy bird man with 27 African greys, 12 cockatoos, and 7 toucans. Now, on to Glennie, or shall I call him Ziskite or Zissy? I'll leave that to his parents. Glenn is a very good friend of mine, an incredible golfer, and a sushi aficionado. He is basically my next door neighbor, both at work and where we live. If I look out my office window, I can practically wave to him. No wonder his blinds are always closed at work. We've known each other for 5 years now, but truthfully, it feels like I've known him my entire life. Also, if you ever want to spot us in Shared Tzedek Synagogue, we're the two tallest Jews sitting in the front row. Glenn has a way of lighting up a room the minute you see his face. He makes me and many others smile, and that's a quality that cannot be appreciated enough. After meeting Glenn for the first time, I thought to myself, wow, this man is the most carefree, laid-back guy I think I've ever met in my entire life. And I think, for the most part, my first impressions about Glenn were correct, except for one thing. When it comes to Steffi, Glenn is not carefree. He cares about my sister a lot. And it shows in everything he does. Tonight, I get to officially welcome Glenn into my family, but truthfully, it feels like he has been a part of my life and my family's for a long time now. I was very touched when Glenn asked me to be one of his groomsmen, and so honored that Steffi and me asked me to be their MC tonight. And this is a night that I've really been excited about for a long time. Although, truthfully, not quite as excited as Steffi. See, Steffi, at first, she started hinting to Glenn that she wanted to get married. Although I'm not sure leaving a Pinterest board open on her laptop full of wedding ideas is all that subtle. After the hinting came the pushing and a little prodding. The next stage was giving Glenn ultimatums that he better propose ASAP. Honestly, and I'm not even joking here, the next natural step for Steffi was to rent a Goodyear blimp, fly it over the Pacific Rim, with it saying, please ask me to marry you, Glenn, now. I can't tell you how many text messages I got from Steffi asking if I know something that she doesn't, if Glenn has dropped me any hints that he might be popping the question soon. You see, patience is not exactly Steffi's strong suit. Luckily, Glenn finally stepped up to the plate and made it happen like we all knew he would. For those of you on social media tonight, the hashtag for the evening is hashtag plotgalwedding. Although I myself really pushed for Gluffany forever, but got slightly outvoted 37-1. So once again, any pictures taken tonight, please use the hashtag plotgalwedding so Steffi and Glenn can reminisce tomorrow. Speaking of the plot gals, I think it's time to get these two lovebirds in here so we can officially get this party started. So without further ado, please give a very warm welcome to the newly married Mr. and Mrs. Glenn Plotkin.
I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you are my destiny.
Open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you.
Yeah.
I will go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
I'll be there in your time of need.
Text his next. For you, I'll do my best. Stand by you like a tree. Dare anybody to try and move me.
Darling, in you I found strength when I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door.
Yes, to you,
this love for you.
Come on, baby.
I'll inspire you.
Oh, I know you can make a man out of a soul that didn't have.
Cause we
got the right foundation. And with love and deep
That was beautiful. Now it's time for all of you to join Glenn and Steffi on the stage. Or on the... Ooh, gentlemen, leading the way. I like it. They came back together again. L'chaim. It's time for you to take your seats and have a wonderful meal, and we will be back with a whole bunch more songs a little bit later on.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When you dance, you have to pay with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. When marimbas start to play, hold me close, make me sway. Like an ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Just wanted someone I could sing to, who'd listen to every song. Oh, I just wanted someone I could cling to all night long. So I kissed her, but I never thought she'd belong to me. And when I felt her lips, I skipped a heartbeat, 'cause I was so in love with this girl. Oh, and how many times does your heart meet the most beautiful girl in the world? So I thought and thought about her. I just couldn't stop thinking about her. And I died when she called me up and said that she couldn't stop thinking about me. Hey, now she loves me, and I never thought she'd belong to me.
I don't know. The itinerary's ready. guys are calling, wanting to be boyfriends, but they're gonna have to answer to me. Oh, 'cause I'm gonna tell all those toy friends that she belongs to me.
I give a little intro here. Yeah, it's a little shorter than the first part, and then hand washing and it's not too long, it's like on an inch and a bit. I cut this part.
And I died when she called me up and said, oh, Harry, I can't stop thinking about you either, baby. Hey, now she loves me, and I never thought she'd belong to me. Now guys are calling, wanting to be boyfriends, but they're going to have to answer to me. Oh,